Thanks, Darren. Appreciate the introduction. And again, folks, first of all, if you take a look at my title here and you take a look at what's written in the book, you'll see that the title is a little bit different. Got together with Dow, and Dow asked me to summarize 3 years' worth of data across the Mid-South, and I thought that sounded like a great idea. And then all of a sudden, they sent me this data, and I realized that was a two-hour talk and not a 15-minute talk. So as a result of that, I changed the title where basically, as you see here, we're only going to focus on glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth today across these trials. So basically, this work began in 2010, was the first year that we began to work with Enlist cotton. Basically, the question that we were trying to answer here is, what type of efficacy would we see, and specifically, again, for this trial, the ones I'm going to talk about today, on glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. I will remind everyone, 2010, we were working with 2,4-D-amine. We were not working with the choline formulation at that time. We were not working with Enlist Duo. We were working with essentially just a glyphosate 2,4-D combination, and we were looking at weed control programs with and without essentially residual herbicides. 2011, at that time then, Dow had 2,4-D choline. It was numbered as GF2665. You'll see that in some places today in the presentation. And then also, we were evaluating their Enlist Duo, which again is their glyphosate in combination with their 2,4-D choline. Same objective as what we had in 2010. 2012, we realized by that point, or at least they realized the need for pre-emergence herbicides. So we stopped looking at this with and without pre-emergence herbicides and really started focusing on how do you build a complete program for the management of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in Enlist cotton. 2010, just kind of give you an overview as we walk through these trials. 2010, Stanley had two site, actually same location, but he had two site years in 2010 there in Georgia. I had one in Arkansas. We were the only two to actually have glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in 2010. 2011, the number of cooperators actually increased in terms of having glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. You can read those as well as I can. 2012, we have five site years for that. And obviously, again, these trials were slightly different for each year, so therefore I'm going to talk about each year individually. Basically, what you're going to see today, Dow's again provided me the data or the analysis of these trials, and basically it's going to be using a box plot in terms of the analysis. Here's the box right here. Here's going to be the data is going to actually range from the upper 75 percentile to the lower 25 percentile. You've got the mean, you've got the median being the plus sign here. You've got your whiskers basically going to represent the range of the data, and if we have any outliers, they're going to be represented as an asterisk. Now, there's no way, I hate busy slides, and folks, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to go through this and talk a lot about it. I'm going to make illustrations with the treatments as we start showing the graphs and the actual data. What I do want to point out, I think, at this point is, really, these trials, we had pre-emergence timings followed by early posts. These early posts went out on 2 to 4 inch pigweed. That 2 to 4 inch pigweed was in the absence of these pre-emergence herbicides. That's kind of how we timed these early post treatments. And then we had our late posts went out 2 to 4 weeks after our early post applications. And we had programs where essentially we were looking at the herbicides, the sequential applications of herbicides alone. We had the herbicides mixed with 2,4-D glyphosate, 2,4-D glufosinate, and then we started looking at residual herbicides. And the two residual herbicides we looked at in 2010 was pendimethalin and fomesifen, essentially Prowl and Reflex. So now let's go on and start taking a look at some of these results. All these slides are going to be set up similarly. I'm going to have the year of the study up here at the top. This evaluation took place 2 to 3 weeks after application A, which was 2 to 3 weeks after the pre-emergence application. And all that we're comparing at this point essentially is pendimethalin are prior to that of reflex. And what we see on Palmer amaranth in general, we saw about 13% greater control with reflex than we did with prior. It's kind of interesting, and again, saw Bill's presentation just a few minutes ago and talking with Pete. You guys out here in Texas and Arizona get a lot more activity out of prior than we do in the Mid-South and even Southeast, it appears. So now moving on to 3 weeks after the early post application, point out here basically glyphosate didn't work. Obviously this is a glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth population. Across three site years we had 5% control. Glufosinate is the next treatment here. Liberty, it did not work. And then you had 2,4-D, what we consider a low rate and a high rate of 2,4-D, and I would argue neither one of those worked. What's also interesting here, if you take a look at this, there's obviously a rate response to 2,4-D, and then if we look at Liberty versus 2,4-D or glufosinate versus 2,4-D, the high rate of 2,4-D and Liberty, you're basically seeing the same response. Now, you've got a little more variability here with this one than you do here, but overall, the response is somewhat similar. Here we have the 2,4-D plus glyphosate. You still see a rate response here. This also doesn't look a lot different than 2,4-D alone, which isn't surprising if you've got glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. The addition of glyphosate to 2,4-D really did not help you out in terms of controlling this weed. So now again, we've got, here's the 2,4, or this is the 2,4-D low rate, high rate. And here's where we have 2,4-D, both of these rates in combination with glufosinate. And I just want to point out, does everyone see here, basically we're getting about a 15-20% increase in control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth with the addition of glufosinate to 2,4-D. Also, what's interesting here, if we take a look at our pre-emergence herbicides, everything that I have in the blue box here are the pre-emergence herbicides, and they all are followed by 2,4-D, 2,4-D with glufosinate, 2,4-D with glyphosate. But if you look at, again, pre-emergence herbicides followed by these post-emergence treatments, you see much better control than you do where we don't have a pre-emergence herbicide. Now, if we look at 3 weeks after lay-by, so again, this is our last evaluation that we took on this, glyphosate. Now you've got two applications of glyphosate in here. It didn't work. We laid by with Direx plus MSMA. What's interesting here is, really, the blue box is I don't have a residual control, a residual herbicide at planting. But what you notice, these purple boxes, where I don't have outlined in blue, those are the ones that had a pre-emergence followed by, again, our post-emergence treatments. And you see a very, very high level of control. And not only that is, again, you're seeing a lot more consistency in this this program here than you are where we failed to have a residual herbicide down at planting. Again, the value of the pre. So what did we learn in 2010? Not surprisingly, fomesifen's a better pre-emergence herbicide than is pendimethalin. We saw that when we had a when we applied these herbicides, control of Palmer amaranth improved, or we were able to obtain essentially a high level control when we followed these pre-emergence herbicides, hence the benefit of the pre. We also saw a tremendous benefit from the addition of glyphosate to 2,4-D. If we look at glufosinate plus 2,4-D and we compare that to 2,4-D plus glyphosate, we're going to see about 10 to 15% greater control with the glufosinate in that early post application. So in terms of tank mix partners, it's not surprising. On glyphosate resistant Palmer amaranth, glufosinate was a much better tank mix partner than was glyphosate. And then also we saw the value again of the addition of the pre or another tank mix partner with the exception of glyphosate that's going to help pick up control of this Palmer amaranth. Moving on to 2011, again, basically the same exact setup where we had pre-emergence herbicides followed by early post, followed by late post, basically the same setup in terms of ratings. At this point, again, you see now, rather than me talking about 2,4-D and glyphosate, we're talking about Enlist Duo, which is the 2,4-D choline plus glyphosate combination. You're going to have some treatments here, again, pre-emergence treatments. You got some down here at the bottom have no pre-emergence. Obviously, after 2010, we dropped Prowl, and we decided we'd take a look at Cotteran or Flumeturon. So here we're comparing Flumeturon to that of Reflex as a pre-emergence herbicide. So what we saw is 2 to 3 weeks after we put out our pre-emergence herbicides, we saw that we had excellent control, very, very good control across all of these sites. Didn't see a lot of variability in the level of control here. And also, Cotteran really was comparable to that of Reflex in terms of providing good control 2 to 3 weeks after application, which also indicates, as I point out here on the bottom of the slide, obviously these pre-emergence herbicides were activated. So if we move on to our early post, 2 to 3 weeks after our early post application, if you take a look at the left-hand side of the screen, across all of these treatments, and you really don't need to go into what all these treatments are, but if we had a pre-emergence herbicide down and we followed it with a 2,4-D containing treatment, basically what we saw was a high level of control and very little variability in the level of control across all of these sites. Now, when you take a look out here to the right, what you're seeing is these are programs, 2,4-D containing programs. I think this is a glufosinate alone program here. But you're seeing post-emergence programs where we did not have a pre-emergence herbicide, and you notice the lower level of control and then also tremendous amount of variability in control when we don't have a pre-emergence herbicide. Also, if we take a look at lay-by, so here's 1 to 2 weeks after lay-by. By that point now, we've had two applications here. I want to point out this treatment. Again, consistently good control over here, but let's focus here on these two treatments here. And basically what we see, these are treatments that are obviously better than these other ones that you're seeing here. And the reason these are better is because they had 2,4-D, either 2,4-D choline or the Enlist Duo, which is 2,4-D choline with glyphosate. And in combination with that, glufosinate was applied with these treatments. And that really is what resulted in the high level of consistency that we see in the two programs that I have circled there. Here's just a photo, one of the field shot. This was 2011. Enlist Duo early post, Enlist Duo mid post, Direx MSMA lay by late in the season. You can actually see some of the carcasses kind of still in this field of these plants that we actually controlled. Very good crop safety. Again, very good program. In terms of 2011, basically what we learned in 2011 was, application of a pre-emergence herbicide really is going to enhance the level of control that we're going to see, or in order to basically achieve effective control in Enlist cotton. And then also, obviously, there's value to applying a pre-emergence herbicide because you're having multiple modes of action out there for the control of Palmer amaranth. Also, from a pre-emergence standpoint, in the absence of a pre-emergence herbicide, so if you have a pre-emergence herbicide and you don't get it activated, basically if you have Enlist Duo or you come back with 2,4-D choline, you really need these in conjunction with glufosinate if you're expecting to see a high level of control. And then across all these sites, we saw 93 to 98% control at 1 to 2 weeks after our lay-by application. Also, it's important to point out here, if you look at just glufosinate alone was not really an effective option for the control of Palmer amaranth in these trials. So if I take a look at glufosinate, metolachlor, pyrethiobac, I mean, these were the products that I was looking at from a post-emergence standpoint. Really and truly, glufosinate was far superior tank mix partner with 2,4-D in choline or Enlist Duo as compared to that of metolachlor or pyrethiobac, and that's really consistent with what we saw in 2010. Moving on to 2012, set up the same way. The difference really you see here is every treatment in 2012 had a pre-emergence herbicide because Dow's not going to recommend you going out with a Total Post program in Enlist cotton. Also, the pre-emergence herbicide, and I'll just point out at the bottom, each of the cooperators had an opportunity. They could either spray flumeturon, diuron, or flumesafin as their pre-emergence herbicide. Let's look at the data. If we look 2 weeks after the early post-application, this would have been about 4 to 5 weeks after the pre-emergence went out. Pre-emergence herbicides, 5 weeks out, 29% control. You see the amount of variability. Just you're not going to get 5 weeks of control out of a pre-emergence herbicide. If we had a pre-emergence herbicide followed by Roundup, well, guess what? It didn't work on glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. We're around, again, about 60% control at that point. Here is our Enlist Duo, our low rate and our high rate of Enlist Duo. We see a good rate response here where the higher rate provided greater control. But also, does everyone see this light blue bar here? This light blue bar is one application of glufosinate. And again, you're going to see it's providing really about the same, if not a little better control than what we're seeing with the Enlist Duo. Now, if I add glufosinate to Enlist Duo, this is the same treatment that you're looking here, the green bar on the right. This is the same treatment, except basically what we've done here is we put glufosinate in the tank. We've made it, again, a much better treatment. It's much more effective on glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, as well as reduce the variability in the data. 2012, late post, we're still seeing somewhat of a rate response here. You see Liberty versus these treatments here. And the point that I wanted to make here was these are the treatments. The blue boxes are the ones that basically we have 2,4-D choline or we have Enlist Duo where we've actually added glufosinate. These other ones here are ones where you're not going to see glufosinate in the treatment. And you see the consistency, the addition of glufosinate to Enlist Duo or to 2,4-D choline essentially resulted in a very consistent weed control program for Palmer amaranth. So in 2012, we concluded two applications of glyphosate following a pre-emergence herbicide just isn't going to work, not surprisingly. And really, we need a systems approach. And that systems approach is going to start with a pre-emergence herbicide, early post, and a late post sequential program if we're going to really be effective on Palmer amaranth. And again, it comes back to what we saw in 2010 and what we saw in 2011. If we're truly going to be effective, the best tank mix partner that we can place with Enlist Duo is going to be glufosinate. And it was much better than that of metolachlor, acetachlor, which was Warrant and Staple. And here's really the overall summary of what we saw across these 3 years. And that is, pre-emergence herbicides are essential to be successful in Enlist cotton. They're vital to the success. And really, again, they're going to protect us against resistance to these post-emergence herbicides. There's tremendous value to adding glufosinate to the Enlist Duo because it's definitely going to improve the consistency and the level of control that we're going to see with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. And also, glufosinate is going to protect 2,4-D, and 2,4-D is going to protect glufosinate in terms of the evolution of resistance to these herbicides. Obviously, glyphosate's not helping us in that combination. And I think here's the question, really, I'm going to leave you with at the end of this. Obviously, we need glufosinate in the tank. The question is, can glufosinate Enlist Duo be applied in a manner that achieves acceptable efficacy while still minimizing or reducing the risk of drift? Now, one thing I will say, 2010, these trials went out with flat fan nozzles. 2011, 2012, all of these trials went out with AI XR nozzles. So we've got, I mean, guys, these are coarse type droplets. We're spraying 15 gallons per acre, and I was very, very pleased, at least with this combination here, with the level of control that we were seeing on Palmer amaranth. With that, I will open the floor to questions, which I know I don't have any.
Afterwards, thank you very much.